I'm Tom Rowe. You're tuned into Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio, a radio show about radio, radio art, radio news, media art, sound art, and more. Today, we will go to North Dakota, where radio-controlled drones are spying on farmers where six cows wander onto their land. The FCC and Congress are planning the future of video and oversight hearings for the FCC. Verizon is increasing their rates for data. And we'll listen to Free Press's guide to inspecting broadcasters' public files. We'll also tune in different telephone conversations and wonder if pop music is sadder today and if what the cigarette of this century is. And maybe listen to a little Merzbow in Brooklyn recently. On Turn on the News. You're listening to Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe. Turn on the News is a radio show about radio, and we start off with radio headlines, radio news items from around the world of radio. First, at Slate Magazine, Ryan Gallagher reports, did a surveillance drone help in the arrest of a North Dakota farmer? First, we need to define surveillance drones. They are radio-controlled aircraft without humans up in them, but humans operating them in a radio-controlled video game fashion. So, North Dakota farmer Rodney Brossard. Six cows wander onto his farm from neighboring land. Brossard declines to return the cattle to their owner until he was paid for the feed that they had consumed during their time on his land, according to the Slate report. When police got involved, three of Brossard's sons allegedly chased the officers away with guns. So the officers came back with a drone. And then they repeatedly tased and arrested Rodney Brossard. And the cows were returned. Todd Egerton at Broadcasting and Cable reports that the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Communications Subcommittee will hold a Future of Video hearing June 27th. You might remember on Turn on the News a few weeks ago, the same committee held a Future of Audio hearing where they looked at if regulations were holding back audio or radio on the web, on FM, on your smartphone, other places. Now they'll do the same with video, June 27th. They've also confirmed they will have a FCC oversight hearing July 10th in the House. And that's expected to be a contentious hearing as the House Republicans want less regulation from the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. They want even less regulation in the form lately. The FCC passed a rule requiring television stations, only the largest of the television stations at first, but the largest television stations to post their public and political files online. Right now, they have to do it in a manila folder in a place where you can access it during office hours. But the logical thinking is that public paper file could be online in a digital form and accessible 24 hours to anyone in need. But the broadcasters are fighting this madly. They have on three fronts. Congress is trying to defund the effort, the Republican Congress. The broadcasters, the National Association of Broadcasters, filed a lawsuit against the efforts. And they're also forcing hearings in Congress. FreePress.net recommends that you can find your local radio or television station's public files. All you have to do is make an appointment. Appointments are not required, but most stations appreciate advance notice. You can search Wikipedia or FCC.gov for information about what stations are in your area. And they have to show you their public files. FreePress.net has some handy tips and links to what you look for. You can find, for instance, their public responsibilities if they fulfilled their public interest requirements. Who's giving them money or what political groups are buying ads. You can take a cell phone or a smartphone or a camera and take pictures of the documents, or they'll require you pay to, the stations will require you to pay for copies if you want to make copies of the public files of your local broadcaster. Here's 1 hour of breathing on National Public Radio.
I was sleeping, gently napping when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
I'm not afraid to die.
Mad Scene with Transatlantic Telephone Conversation, and before that, Lou Reed with New York Telephone Conversation on Turn on the News. I'm Tim Bro. You're listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's Daily Look at Radio, a radio show about radio and sound art, sound media art, media news, and more. And next we're going to Slate Magazine, where Daniel Lamette has a story called Pop Music is Getting Sadder and More Ambiguous. And it is based on, well, I guess the first, Christopher Shea at the Wall Street Journal had it first, but researchers at the University of Toronto and Freie University in Berlin have examined top 40 Billboard music songs in the United States, the Hot 100 chart, from the last 5 years of every decade starting in 1965. What they found was that between 1965 and 1969, 85% of the top 40 Billboard charts were written in a major key. But as the decades passed, that number has fallen dramatically. Between 2005 and 2009, only 42.5% of hits were in a major key. For the same time period, the tempo of hit songs dropped from slightly more than 116 beats per minute to about 100. So they have two songs in the Slate story that they've pulled out to show the difference. We'll go first to from 2009, Kid Cudi's Day and Night, and then we'll listen to the Beatles' Paperback Writer. Kid Cudi's Day and Night is in a minor key with 69 beats per minute. Paperback Writer is in a major key with 158 beats per minute, one from 2009 and one from 1966 on Turn on the News.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain what I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. 'Cause day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely Mr. Solo Dolo, he's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep, a silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. 'Cause day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Slow-mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes and then he's on the way to free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night.
his clinging wife doesn't understand. His son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer! Paperback writer!
You're listening to Turn on the News, a radio show about radio. From free103.9.org, a transmission arts nonprofit group based in New York State. Ian Bogost at the Atlantic. Go to Atlantic, theatlantic.com in the Atlantic magazine. Has an essay called The Cigarette of This Century. And what do you think he thinks the cigarette of this century is? In 1965, 40% of the United States population smoked, according to his essay. Less than half that figure today. So 1965 is the key period of smoking in American history. Probably forever. Marshall McLuhan observed, he says, the cigarette enhances a sense of poise and calm by giving the smoker a prop, reducing social awkwardness. It retrieves tribal practices of ritual and security and obsolesces loneliness by giving everyone something in common to do, such as asking for a light. Just about the time that cigarettes were banned from restaurants and public spaces around the United States and other parts of the world, wireless Wi-Fi signals were creeping into those exact same spaces. And now, folks have cell phones in their hands.
Disappearing through it.
That was the Magnetic Fields with The Machine in Your Hand from Love at the Bottom of the Sea, their 2012 record. Next up, we're going to Brooklyn, where on June 4th, Merzbow played with drummer Ballas Pandy. Listening to Turn on the News, a radio show about radio from free103.9.org, a transmission arts nonprofit group in New York working with artists that use radio or the radio airwaves somehow in their work. You can go to free103.9.org to find out just what is transmission arts, find out more about radio art and more, or go to newsroom.free103.9.org for international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. Tune in daily to Turn on the News from Free 103.9 and via the Pacifica Radio Network.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.